Is QuickBooks slowing your business down? Do you have challenges managing inventory, project profitability, or just getting paid fast enough? Get your business to a better place and graduate to NetSuite today. Stop paying for multiple systems that don't give you the information you need when you need it. Ditch the spreadsheets and all the old software you've outgrown. Now is the time to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you visibility and control over your financials, HR, inventory, e-commerce, and more. Everything you need, all in one place, instantaneously. Whether you're doing a million or hundreds of millions in revenue, save time and money with NetSuite.
Join the over 24,000 companies using NetSuite right now. Let NetSuite show you how they'll benefit your business with a free product tour at netsuite.com/info. Schedule your free product tour right now at netsuite.com/info, netsuite.com/info.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? And welcome to the Walk On College Football Podcast presented to you by Shooting the Sports-ish. I'm Cam, that's your boy, JBV the World, and Texas is still not back. Yes, that worked so well. Playing the role of the avid Texas Longhorn fan in the intro is everybody's best friend, JB. JB, say what up to the people.
What's going on, everybody?
Man, they aren't back. They still are not back. If anybody was searching for them.
I think you could blame 2020, the many things that 2020 has taken from us.
Yeah.
This was be it. Like, we did that week one and week two, and we talked about it and just about every week how this was supposed to be it. I'm sad now.
Yeah, sad as well. Well, if you're joining us, we appreciate it. We come to you from Shooting the Sports-ish, www.shootingthesportsish.com. You can find us, as the scroll on the bottom will tell you, on all social media platforms at Shoot Sports-ish. Under JB's screen, you can see at JBV the World. And I've learned because Versus is just too long.
It's like he gets me.
I get you, bro. And I had a Twitter handle change since you and I have last done this episode. I'm right. No longer C underscore Manning 90. It's CM says stuff.
I noticed.
I like it.
It's got that new car smell to it.
It does. It sticks out, right? Like when you tell people JBV the World, they're like, I can remember that. JBV the World. I'm just trying to stick out instead of having underscores.
You stand out. Power Line will be proud of you.
Yeah. I'm proud of it, man. Got my long hair, my new Twitter handle. Proud of it. All right. So we have a lot to talk about as far as college football goes. So we're going to get right into it. The first thing I want to talk about, we're now at a point where we can speak on the Heisman watch and what's going on.
Okay.
I've said this since week one, and I felt bad saying it every week that I've said it because it brings me no joy and it brings me no pleasure to do this. But Kyle Trask is a problem in college football right now. He has thrown, he is now six straight games of four touchdowns or more. Just put five up against Arkansas. Looking silly. Kyle Trask is going to force people to ask the question, should I take him at two behind Trevor Lawrence and above Fields? I think by the end of the year he's going to. What are your Heisman looks? What's your Heisman look right now? Is Trask on there, and how do you feel about Trask moving forward and moving into the next level?
All right. Obviously, when we look at Heisman candidates, Trevor Lawrence is the standard bearer. He's the one that's the front runner. He's the one that everybody's looking at. Mm-hmm. But you make a very good point about Kyle Trask.
I know it. It hurts me too.
Just give me a moment. Yeah. Kyle Trask is what? Kyle Trask is second. There it
is. Kyle Trask is good at football. He's good at football.
I got a little of my mouth there trying to get that out.
Kyle Trask is good at football.
He's second. There. Ugh. Kyle Trask is second. And there's really no way around it, especially given the stats you just mentioned. He has been one of the most consistent quarterbacks in the nation, like, the whole entire season. I mean, not that, you know, Ohio State and, you know, the rest of them could say they played the whole season, but we're not going to talk about that right now. But, yeah. But when you talk about the draft still, we'll have to see how the season plays out, the rest of the season plays out, because there's a number of quarterbacks there that aren't playing, that we weren't looking at earlier in the beginning of the season, that have been playing exceptionally all season. Like, yeah. I look at, like, Desmond Ridder, for example. Like, he's been playing really well, and his name wasn't even on anybody's tongue at the beginning of the season.
No.
But he's in the mix as well. I say he's also in the running, but yeah, Lawrence won, Trask is two right now. And it's hard to deny.
It is. It's very hard to deny. Like, you and I hate Florida till our dying breaths. Our last breath may be we hate Florida. That might be what we say last before we cross over.
It might be like something like derogatory. Like, I'm not sure if we can curse on this channel, but it'll probably be something creative.
I mean, Tony does. So if our fearless leader does it, I think we're allowed to.
Oh, then it'll be like, come here. Fuck Florida.
It might be that. It might very well be that. I grew up in a household where, and I think I believed my father when he said this, and I can put this on YouTube because he's not going to care anyways. on the off chance he does watch, what up, Pops? Like, he said, if Iran fielded a football team and played Florida, I'd cheer for Iran. That was the household I grew up in.
You know what? I feel that.
Like, to a degree, I think everybody has that team where they go, you know, I'd consider buying an Iran jersey. So it pains me to say that, but as an objective football fan, what Kyle Trask has been able to do and what Dan Mullen has been able to do to put him in situations to win and to succeed and to exceed is impressive at the least. Like, we start with it's impressive.
We've been making joy for over 100 years. So
that's all right. Trask is what, 6'3", 6'4", 220, 225. He can make every throw. He is going to make scouts drool at the Underwear Olympics, also known as the NFL Combine. Like,
no, you also got
to drool over.
And then also take into consideration that he's ninth in the nation in passing right now. 28 touchdowns, only 3 interceptions. In the SEC.
Yeah.
Playing SEC competition, including my Bulldogs.
I didn't want to bring it up.
That's the message.
I told you before we hopped on, Tennessee's going to catch that fade in like 2 weeks, and it's not. They're going to beat us by 100. I mean, your game was the way your game went, and you guys are both way better than we are. So, like, Florida's going to beat us by 100. It's going to be ugly. Fast.
What, they put up 63 this past week?
On Arkansas, yeah.
That's stupid.
That's dumb. It's dumb what they're doing right now, and what he's putting up numbers-wise is stupid. Also in the running, we talked about Trevor Lawrence, but we need to at least mention Mac Jones' name, what he's doing at Alabama. I mean, week in and week out, they're just doing everything right. They're winning. He's protecting the ball as well.
You know,
he's got 16 touchdowns to 2 interceptions with 2,000 passing yards, right? So in the context of being a good college quarterback, right there. That's him.
All right. We have to be objectively speaking. He is probably the best Alabama quarterback we've seen in at least a decade. Like he like most Alabama quarterbacks have come through over the past few years have just been managers, yeah. Or they might be able to have the talent to take over a game. I think talent-wise, Tua is the best quarterback we've seen from Alabama in a long time. But if we're talking just in terms of in-game playing, consistent, yeah. Bam, 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 being able to make all the throws, not yeah. making mistakes, playing clean football, Jones is probably the best quarterback I've seen in Alabama in a long time.
Yeah, I think really the last three, to your point, that we've seen are game-changing as far as Alabama goes. Like, we're far from the days of the Greg McElroys, right? No. Now we're in a world where it was Jalen Hurts, Tua Tagovailoa, and now Mac Jones, where these dudes are slinging,
yep. right?
Like, these guys are slinging the ball around, and they're throwing for 350 yards a clip if they want to.
And we can see that forever.
No, not really. And I think Jalen Hurts, I mean, Tua is showing it at the next level. I yeah. think Jalen is going to soon when they get off, when Philly gets off their $100 million chair and move on from Wentz. I think Jalen Hurts probably steps in at least for a little bit, get a look at him.
Yeah.
I mean, they took him as high as they did and they took him where he did. You got to give him a chance.
You.
And if Jalen shows well in Philly, you know, it may be Tua is a quarterback in the league, Jalen's a quarterback in the league, and then Mac, who's a junior, right, or senior. Oh, no, he's not. No.
What is he?
I don't know why I totally blanked on that. I thought he was an upperclassman. He's a junior. Yeah.
Okay. Right.
And then Mac is a junior. If he comes out, you know, if he goes to a favorable situation, we may be 2 years away from having three Alabama, you know, quarterbacks starting in the NFL.
Man, when was the last time we had any credible Alabama quarterback starting the league? Vinny Testaverde? Besides before Tua?
I mean, oh God, yeah. That's
like an incredible starter.
Yeah. I mean, between those two, I can't think of a name between those two, but I'm sure. But anyway, so that's kind of where the Heisman race is right now. A lot of different, there's a lot of different sites that have a lot of different order, but the five seem to be all quarterbacks, shocker. And It seems to be some version of Trask, Jones, Lawrence, Fields, and then the kid from BYU, Zach Wilson.
Zach Wilson is really impressive.
He needs some love. He's got 22 touchdowns himself so far this season. He's only thrown two interceptions as well. So when we talk about, you know, how well Trask is taking care of the ball, I mean, he, you know, he's taking care of the ball just as well almost.
How do we even get here? Zach Wilson.
BYU is 8-0 right now.
Look, whoever put money that BYU was going to be 8-0 at the beginning of the year, like, come get your bag.
Yeah, seriously. It's very impressive. And you know, kind of segueing that into the top 10, right now, as it stands, some version of the top 10 is Alabama, Notre Dame, Ohio State, and Clemson, right? So Notre Dame kind of holds steadfast there because they beat Clemson a couple weeks ago. I'm not as high on Notre Dame as people were coming out of that game. It took them overtime to beat
a double overtime to beat
a two-start rookie quarterback, who, by the way, threw for like 370 yards against you guys in that game.
Yep.
So while Notre Dame got the win, and anytime you beat Clemson, it is a moment to celebrate because that is a very good program, and I get that. I don't know if I'm ready to hop fully on the Notre Dame hype train.
Like, for my nerds out there who are watching or paying attention, basically what happened was Notre Dame beat the Autobots without Optimus Prime present. That's basically what happened.
That's such a great reference. That is so perfect.
Like, Trevor Lawrence is until I say otherwise, or somebody else says otherwise, is the best player in college football in the nation. And they took double overtime to beat. I mean, don't get it twisted. That's a stacked Clemson team.
Very much so.
Especially if we're still talking about, like, what they have on the defensive line, Travis Etienne, what they have out wide weapon-wise. Like, that is still a very, very deep – that's still a very, very, very good college football team, even without Trevor Lawrence. But that's the captain of the ship. That is who they practice. That's who they rally behind. That's who their leader. Now, DJ – I'm not going to try to butcher his name. No. DJ will be ready one day soon. Next year is his time. But now it's not his time.
Yeah.
Now we're going to be talking about him in the Heisman race in a year or two from now. But it's not that time now.
No.
It's not that time now.
It's not. And I think he had an incredible game.
Absolutely.
For what happened there. He threw for – I'm sorry. I undersold him. He threw for 440 yards. And two touchdowns on that Notre Dame, you know, stout defense that apparently they have. You know, Notre Dame's – here's what I hate. I hate that Notre Dame went into the ACC for this season because they didn't want to get hung out to dry as an independent. So now the streak of Clemson's loss to ACC opponents is over. Like, Clemson's ACC winning streak is now over, and I think that sucks because Notre Dame's going to go back to the independent circuit next year. That is not like a true-to-form ACC loss. I hate that streak is now over for them, and I more so love your example that you gave earlier because that makes Notre Dame the Decepticons, and they are. They just are.
They really are Decepticons. They're the top 10 every year. They have the option to play somebody or not play somebody. They take a playoff spot, and then they get absolutely trounced. When they play anybody that's real,
washed.
Reminder: anybody out there watching, two overtimes to beat a team without the best quarterback, without the best player, and the front runner for the Heisman, a previous Heisman winner, in the starting lineup.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know, man. I hate it. Trevor Lawrence back cleared. So his quarantine has been lifted. He's cleared of all COVID related things. So Trevor Lawrence is back. I believe, I don't know who Clemson plays this weekend, but I will take Clemson the over. They'll cover the spread and he'll throw for 400 yards.
Clemson is going to destroy them.
I almost don't even care who it is.
Oh, they play Florida State.
Oh, oh God.
Oh, oh God. God.
Oh no! Oh no! They're going to get washed. Florida State is good night. So here's the top 10 as we see it right now, and there, yeah. So somehow this, all right. This Big Ten stuff has to stop. Okay, Wisconsin is number 10 at 2-0. Meanwhile, Miami is 7-1. Their only loss was at home in Clemson at night. And they're at 12. The disrespect that's happening right now.
7-1.
The disrespect that's happening to Miami because Wisconsin's 2-0 and they play in the big. Get out of here. Just get out of here. Wisconsin's 2-0. Whatever. Indiana, 4-0. They're at number 9. I just think it's awesome that Indiana's 4-0. What that program's doing is impressive, okay? They were 8-4 in the regular season last year. They lost to my Vols in their bowl game. What up? And now they're 4-0. Like, this Indiana team, in the context of Indiana football, this Indiana team is for real. Like, they're atop. Them and Ohio State is going to decide that division to go to the Big Ten championship game. And I will be a Hoosier fan so bad on that day.
Can we talk about Hoosiers in 2020 for real? In football.
I love it. I love this.
Like, all right, so they went 8-4 last year. Definitely like a surprise, all things considered. they're not better than Ohio State. They're just not.
We're going to find out in a few days.
And Justin Fields is just I can't bet against him. He's the hometown kid, and he should be the UGA quarterback now. Go Dogs. And anytime he takes the field, I'm going to be rooting behind him.
That's
especially funny. Like in a couple of years or maybe next year when he might be the Falcons' future quarterback.
No. I respect that. I do. Indiana goes to the Horseshoe this weekend. That game happens this weekend. So very excited about that. Indiana is number 9 at 4-0. Again, Big Ten bias. There shouldn't be a Big Ten team up there. Y'all haven't played enough. Get out of here. But to see Indiana in the top 10 actually is pretty cool, but whatever. I'm torn. BYU at 8 and Cincinnati at 7. Very interesting.
Very.
When we look at 1 through 6 now, very interesting. Florida's at 6 with one loss. They've won the East. They're going to play Alabama in the SEC title game. They could lose. Appreciate that, Tony. Tony says, watch this. Bam! Have a good show, you guys. Tony says, I think it's Tony, says, have a good show. Thanks.
I appreciate it, boss man.
So Florida goes on. Let's say they lose to Alabama in the SEC title game, which is possible. Florida falls out. A&M is 5-1 right now, and they're at 5. A&M won't even get to the SEC title game because they've already lost to Alabama.
Right.
Clemson at 4 will make it to the SEC title game, the ACC title game.
ACC, yeah.
They'll probably win, right? So now we've got Alabama and Clemson locked in for 2 of the 4 spots.
Right.
Ohio State is 3.
They're in.
They've got to play Indiana, and then most likely they'll see Wisconsin in the Big Ten title game.
Right.
One of those losses keeps them out. A loss to either one of those teams keeps them out. Right? Fair?
Fair.
And then Notre Dame at number 2, who I guess is part of the ACC this year. So they'd see Clemson in the ACC championship game?
That is so disgusting to hear.
I think.
What?
Or they're an independent and they've just taken on an entire ACC schedule, which is also possible.
Right.
And everybody that says that Notre Dame would go to the Big Ten if they had to choose doesn't understand. Like, they're going to the ACC. The Big Ten has nothing
for
Notre Dame. They're all ACC.
No.
Anyways.
It's such a disgusting thought that I'm going to stick with my Transformers reference that these Notre Dame boys have basically star-screened their way into the ACC and have just defiled it the way that they have. Like, the ACC just – it feels dirty right now.
It does.
It just doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
Especially it doesn't. Because, I mean, we're probably looking at I haven't taken a look at which side of the conference that Notre Dame is in. But by all accounts, we should be looking at a Notre Dame Clemson ACC game, ACC title game.
I agree. And
by that measure, one of those teams, if Florida doesn't lose again, should get that last spot in the playoffs.
Yes. So if okay, so this changes some things now. Because Notre Dame is number 2. We're gonna assume that Notre Dame is gonna run the table because they're probably playing nobody.
Right.
It's the ACC, so I guess we have an idea of who they're playing. But I don't know who is left on their schedule. So assuming that either Notre Dame or Clemson, both of them will not make it, right?
Right.
So we have both of them won't make it. Alabama will make it. Wisconsin, or let's just say Ohio State, will make it. So, okay, so Notre Dame finishes with UNC, Syracuse, and Wake Forest. All right, they're going to win out. And then they're going to have to see Clemson. So there's a chance that the Final Four is going to be Notre Dame, Clemson, Ohio State, and Alabama. Because they will put a one-loss Notre Dame runner-up team over. This whole thing started because I want a reason to say that Cincinnati can make the Final Four. I just want to make the case. That's all. I'm not even saying I want to buy into it. I'm not saying I want to put money on it. I'm just saying I want to make the case.
Now, the rest of Notre Dame's schedule, North Carolina, home against Syracuse, at Wake Forest.
Yeah, so they're
going to run that.
Yeah.
Unless early season North Carolina comes back, like, that's it.
Man, if Mac Brown could have another one in him. If he could have another one in him.
And that would be the team to do it against. That would absolutely be the team to do it against.
I want Ohio State to win the national title so Fenton loses his mind.
Just pull the rabbit out of the hat. Just one time, Mac.
Thank you, Tony.
For all time's sake.
Yeah, just all Mac. Just UT Mac Brown.
Just
one more time.
Just one more time. Just Cedric Benson and VY that thing one more time.
There you go, man. That's it. Just
YouTube
one.
YouTube Live is sweet out there.
Yeah, because then if Notre Dame loses that game, they would have one loss. They would play Clemson with a healthy Trevor Lawrence. That Notre Dame team does not beat Clemson.
Oh, no. Optimus is back.
Yeah. Optimus is back with the sword and everything. He's back.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He's back with the diesel truck. Like, we're moving.
Remember that scene in Revenge of the Fallen? No, it was not Revenge of the Fallen. Dark of the Moon, where Optimus came down and swiped down all those Decepticons on the streets of Chicago. That what Trevor Lawrence would do to freaking Notre Dame. They don't stand a chance. You hear me, Notre Dame? You don't stand a chance against Trevor Lawrence if he's healthy against you. They defile the ACC.
Yeah.
Notre Dame has. And they're just being there just pisses me off.
It does. It really actually makes me mad that Clemson has now lost that record because Notre Dame will be in the ACC for 1 year. And then they'll go back to being their own independent selves.
And playing nobody on a regular basis, taking up playoff spots from a team that actually deserves it.
Thank you. Okay, so ideal, ultimately.
Ultimately?
It's probably going to be Alabama, Notre Dame, Ohio State, and Clemson.
Mm-hmm.
Which probably is going to be that way.
Probably.
I would love for it to be Alabama, Clemson, Indiana, and Cincinnati.
You gotta come on, man. You gonna just do Ohio State like that?
Yeah, I'm going to. I don't like Ohio State.
You gonna learn about the power of Justin Fields from Ohio State because he's not gonna let it happen.
Justin Fields is very good. I take nothing away from Justin.
And he is not going to let that happen.
But if Notre Dame is the Decepticons, then Florida is like the Sith. And Ohio State would be...
Wouldn't Alabama be the Sith?
I mean, in my world.
Okay.
And for me personally.
Okay.
Notre Dame's the Decepticons, which would make Florida the Sith. Which would make Ohio State probably. I don't know why
I'm not going to like this. I'm not going to like this. I can tell you about it.
This would make Ohio State because I want to make fun of them and I want to make fun of the Big Ten and how sweet the Big Ten is sometimes.
Okay.
They would be the Volturi from Twilight because they're evil. They're evil and they sparkle and nobody really cares about them. And that's how I feel.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Florida for me is their Team Rocket.
Whoa. Okay.
They've been blasting off lately. But right now, like this year, they're on their Giovanni shit right now. Like they're not the scrubs that they have been, but they're always annoying.
Yeah,
always annoying. Alabama to me is a Sith because they're the evil empire that reigns and lords over us all. Yeah. And there's really nothing much we could do about it.
Yeah, that's true.
And keeping in line with that, Justin Fields to me is Luke Skywalker. There's nothing wrong with that. And that would, in turn, by proxy, even though this probably doesn't make sense to a lot of people, but whatever, I don't care. This is my analogy. I'm going to do what I want.
Here it is.
Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
Is Ray.
So Trevor Lawrence is Justin Field. Okay, all right. I like the connection.
It doesn't make sense. It
doesn't,
but it makes sense to me. Because Trevor Lawrence is the one that's actually knocked off the Sith.
Yeah. Notre Dame. I may change Notre Dame. I really liked him as a Decepticon. Okay. If that's the case, then I think Michigan.
Okay.
Ben Stiller in the superhero movie where he just gets really mad and does nothing, but he gets like super angry about it. And
that's
then just,
so messed up. He's like,
because Michigan gets really mad over nothing, but then they try and lash out and everybody's just like, aw.
That is so messed up. All right. I got it.
We got some. Hold on. While you're thinking about it, RJ says OHIO.
Yeah, OHIO.
Better than UCF, Cam. I know they are. UCF should end up on that list somewhere for me, but they're so funny in their lack of like awareness of. Like, they don't understand why everybody else in the country makes fun of them. They legitimately think they have a national championship banner. Right? So they are, I think the proper term is psychotic. But I don't know. I'm not exactly sure. I'm not a doctor.
It's like...
They're out of their mind, stupid.
They really are.
You won that. So, yeah, I think Ohio – I take Ohio State over UCF. I absolutely would, RJ. I agree with you.
They deserve their flowers for UCF.
For what?
For previous years. Not now. For previous years.
All right. Fair.
Previous years. They're like Saints fans in 2009. They're just holding on to the past.
Wow.
Just come to the present. It's over. Okay.
Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah. UCF is going to be the fan base. It's like, well, remember when Julian is like, I don't care. I am a part of one of those schools that is that fan base. It's annoying. Like, well, in 98, we were. It's like, nobody cares about 98. Nobody cares. And then RJ also says go Irish. He's a Notre Dame fan.
I'm sorry.
You guys are the Decepticons, which we discussed earlier, so whatever.
Yeah. Ohio State, I have a good analogy for them. I have a good one.
Okay.
I have a good one. Let me conjure this up real quick from my nerdness. Okay, this is I'm going DC here. I'm going DC Comics here. Ooh. Okay.
Oh,
Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Is Kite Man. They somehow stay out of Arkham. They don't do nothing. But for some whatever reason, they are around. Freaking Kite Man is Notre Dame.
I think Alabama has to be Thanos then, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Or Darkseid or Kang the Conqueror or Galactus or whatever.
Yeah.
Or Onslaught. There's a lot of ways you go to Alabama because they're just so dominant.
UCF is Batman.
UCF is Batman?
They think they're a superhero, but everybody else around them knows they aren't.
Yo, you better stop with the Batman slam. Ouch. With my Batman bias, they could be Alfred. They could be a witness to greatness without actually participating.
Oh. And every now and then, Alfred will win a little side fight in a scene. But it's against anybody that matters while Batman's taking care of the real villains.
Yeah, but Alfred's dead in the comics currently, so there's
that. Well, I mean, you want to talk about it currently. UCF talks about the past. We can talk about the past. There's one that I wanted. All right, knock it off. You're going to hear my dog. My dog's going to make an entrance. There's one that's so dark, and I want to make the joke because it's a comic, and it doesn't really matter anymore anyways because they're, like, not real characters. But I'm trying to think of a good Texas. Texas is Bruce Wayne's parents. They keep talking about him, but we've never actually seen him because they died a long time ago. All we get is clips from the past. We don't actually ever see anything current. We actually
Uncle Ben?
Yeah.
Texas.
Yeah. We actually don't even believe they were real. We just only see pictures.
You've said a lot of messed up things. Christ, that is messed up. I don't
really.
If there was a crown here somewhere, I could dig up and give to you. I would give it to you. I would.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow, this got really dark.
I mean, if we're going to go after Texas, we might as well go after Texas.
You know what? Okay, fine. You want to do this? You want to do this? Okay. Cool. No. Okay. Wait a minute.
I got all day.
Okay. Texas?
Yeah.
In the MCU?
Okay.
Would be Loki in Infinity War.
Okay.
Choked out at the beginning and never to be seen or heard from again. That hurt me. That hurt me to say.
Yeah. That was awesome. That was really good.
Oh, man. Thank you.
If anybody else is listening right now or watching, if you have your own, feel free. Put them
Come in the on.
We will absolutely throw them up on screen and rate how good that is.
Oh, man.
Oh, that is so good.
That hurts me, man.
I like sticking to comics and movies because if we move into, like, real people and stuff, we can create a divide.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Some
people I think are overrated, but I'm not going to – I don't want to create the divide.
Because I got a good one for UCF now. Oh, my God.
Is it real or fake?
It's real.
All right. Hey, listen, man, if you want to, I'm not going to stop you.
You know what?
I'm going for it.
I'm going to go for it. UCF.
Yeah.
It's post-election Trump.
What?
Refuse to concede.
Oh my.
Realize that it's over. You don't matter. You're not here. The day of glory is behind you.
Oh my.
Let it go. It's over.
That's a good one to end on right there. All right, so looking at this week's slate of games.
Okay.
Oregon, you
You said Oregon what?
Oregon gets UCLA at home.
Okay.
Oregon is 2-0. UCLA is 1-1. Oregon is ranked. UCLA is not. Oregon is a 13.5-point favorite. That makes sense.
Okay.
Ohio State, Indiana. This is the game. This is a noon game. This didn't even get flexed to the late game.
Whew.
How is this not the late game? What is the late game?
The late game is Jesus Christ. It really depends on what
is the late ABC game is Oklahoma State, Oklahoma.
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know.
I'm looking at it. Like, why?
I don't know. Ohio State is a 20.5-point favorite. Good. Because when Indiana wins, I want everybody to know they were a 3-touchdown.
You will respect Justin Skywalker. Okay.
That's so good. Well, we're going from Justin Skywalker. Ray comes back to Florida State at noon as well.
Oh,
Ray,
yeah.
Clemson Tigers.
And Trevor's going to Mary Sue their way all over Florida State.
35-point favorite is Clemson. I'll lay the points, and I'm taking Clemson.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Florida.
Take it plus. Hold on. Wait a minute. I just got something real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Clemson just scored on Georgia Tech.
Wow.
Like they're still going. That's ridiculous.
Crazy. By the way, that's Clemson a 35-point favorite in Tallahassee. Not in – okay.
Yeah.
Florida going to Vanderbilt is a 31.5-point favorite. Lay the points.
They're gonna put 70 on them. They're gonna put 70 on them.
Yes.
That's really bad.
I will place a side bet that says Florida's first number will be a 7, and Vanderbilt's last number will not be a 7. I don't know what the odds are on that, but it's gonna be a 3 or like a 4.
It will probably be a 3.
Or a 3 or a 0. Might not even get to 4. I don't really know.
Let's go with that. Let's go for next week's show. 3 or a 0.
3 or 0, yeah.
3 or 0.
Louisiana, the Raging Cajuns, 7-1. No line, but we just wanted to give them some props. BYU, finally a top 10 team at home. Maybe the first time in – I don't know how long that BYU has been a top 10 team hosting a game at home. So fun for them. That's going to be awesome.
Right.
Cincinnati goes to UCF. Cincinnati is a 6-point favorite. Lay the points. Cincinnati's going
to Desmond Ritter has been playing out of his mind.
They're so good.
I would like to see them in the picture or at least somewhere hovering around it at the end.
Yeah. Cincinnati wins.
So good.
Wisconsin at Northwestern. Wisconsin. Fitzgerald's got those Northwestern boys playing pretty well. Upset? Upset of the week? Maybe.
I can't do it.
Okay.
I can't do it. I think Wisconsin is way too strong.
That's fine. This isn't collectively ours.
Right.
But this is my upset.
Okay.
Northwestern. Oh, no. I've got Indiana beating Ohio State, and I have Northwestern beating Wisconsin.
You're going for the two-piece.
Going for the two-piece.
You're a brave man.
I am. Well, also, because it doesn't matter to me if I'm wrong. I mean, it'll be awesome if I'm right, because I'll definitely come on here and gloat. But if I'm wrong, it'll be like a 30-second segment. I'll be like, oh, yeah, I was wrong. That's crazy. hey, now. Okay, line. We're talking line only, so don't go off the railings on me.
You're about to say Texas, aren't you?
Texas goes to Kansas. 30-point favorite. Texas is a 30-point favorite. Can Kansas cover 30 points? Not win. Can they cover 30?
No.
I think they cover 30.
I don't.
I'm here for all of it this weekend. I'm here for all of it.
I don't think so.
Kentucky.
I think somewhere like Sam Mallinger's like, ooh, we're gonna screw this up.
Yeah. But like 41-14, right? It can be a bubble and they still cover. That's cover. 41-14 is a cover.
Yeah. But they probably won't even make it to 30.
Probably not. I mean, it could very well be 51-7. That could very well be the final score as well.
I'm sorry, Kansas.
Kansas is so bad.
We're so disrespecting them right now.
but Les Miles will never get fired from there. He will be able to coach it as long as he wants.
Yeah.
Kentucky goes to Tuscaloosa. Alabama's a 31-point favorite. Over. Cover, lay the points. Kansas State going to Iowa State. That's pretty interesting.
Kansas State,
4-3, Iowa State 5-2, Iowa State ranked 17th, Iowa State an 11-point favorite.
I'm going to have to go with the Cyclones on this. I'm going to have to go with Iowa State here.
Okay. They cover?
Yes.
Okay. The game everybody wants to see, 7 o'clock, under the lights in Auburn, Tennessee comes a-calling. The 2-4, ridiculously underproducing, underperforming, pissing me off every hour of the day, Tennessee Volunteers go to Auburn. And Auburn is a 10.5-point favorite. Mind you, the last time Tennessee went to Auburn, there was a major upset because Auburn was ranked and Tennessee was not. Tennessee pulled off the upset there 2 years ago. Does it happen again? Spoiler alert, it doesn't. But does it happen again?
I'm looking at you because of that introduction you just gave Tennessee. This is what this look is about.
I'm being real. I'm just being honest. You've been honest.
Second of all, no. Auburn, nah.
Does Tennessee cover the 10.5?
You know what?
Because Auburn could win, but their offense has been
They've been shaky all year. But Tennessee covers.
Could it be like 31-25? 31-24? 31-24 covers?
I think Tennessee covers. I think Tennessee covers. Tennessee could actually come away with a win here.
It actually could. They really could.
Actually could really come away with a win here.
I refuse to let myself think that.
But at the same time, though,
yeah,
if they do come up short, at the very least, we'll cover.
That's true. I think so. I think they cover too. Mississippi State, 2, your Bulldogs. Between the Hedges, your Bulldogs, a 25-point favorite.
I don't think they cover. They definitely win.
Yeah.
I don't think they cover. Mississippi State has been kind of one of those sneaky teams because they're definitely underproducing, but mm-hmm. they definitely have the talent.
Yeah.
I don't think that they cover, but UGA obviously wins this game.
Yeah. UGA definitely wins. ABC game of the night. Oklahoma State goes to Norman. 5-1 versus 5-2. Oklahoma a touchdown and an extra point favorite. 7 on the dot.
What?
Oklahoma is a 7-point favorite.
What? Why just 7?
Because Oklahoma State's ranked higher than Oklahoma is, I think. Does Spencer Rattler do enough to get the win in Norman?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
I think so too.
Absolutely.
I think so as well. Two more games, one really fun. Liberty, still not getting the respect that they deserve. They went to Virginia Tech and won. This team is 8-0. This Liberty Flames team. Flames? Flames. I don't know. This Liberty team is 8-0, and they deserve some respect. They're going to NC State, and they have the audacity to make NC State a 3.5-point favorite over Liberty. Liberty wins outright.
You know what?
Come on with me, JB. Come on with me, buddy.
Screw it. I'm going with you.
Let's go.
Liberty over NC State this weekend. We're going to call it.
Boom. I knew I was going to talk into that one.
Oh, man.
Finally, JB, one of my favorite parts, and honestly, you know, as much trash as we talk about, the Big Ten, and then the Pac-12 kind of catches some of that too. Okay. What I have missed so much that 11 p.m. Eastern time, like Pac-12 kickoff this year.
Yeah.
Because the last game ends at like 7:30, and then I literally have nothing to do for the rest of the night. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like the last game ends at like 10, and I'm like, all right, I'm ready for the Pac-12 game that's going to come on, or the Pac-12 game that comes on. And it never does. And I'm so sad, but we have it. USC goes to Utah. It's a 10:30 Eastern kick, JB. We're back. USC wins.
Yeah, USC wins. Yeah, USC definitely wins.
Yeah.
What's the spread there?
Spread is USC by 3.
By 3?
Mm-hmm. This will be Utah's first game of the year. Utah is 0-0.
Oh man, USC more than covers the spread.
Yeah, I think so as well.
I mean, USC is the that's still USC.
Yeah. Marshall.
As compared to the Pac.
What's up?
At least as a comparison to the Pac, USC is still USC. There's still big dogs in the West.
Factual. Marshall, Charlotte, Miami, Georgia Tech, and Texas A&M Ole Miss all postponed.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we don't get those games. But closing thoughts here. JB, who right now, who wins the title? Who wins the Heisman? These are our closing thoughts.
Alabama, Trevor Lawrence.
Sex, I'm going to go Alabama, and I'm going to do it. I don't want to do it.
I don't want to do it. I'm begging you. Please don't do it.
All right. Alabama.
Uh-huh.
Mac Jones.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's not what I thought you were going to say. Okay.
I was going to say the other thing, but you looked at me, and I've got to change quickly.
Okay. I can deal with that.
I think Alabama sweeps.
Yeah.
Well, listen, for anybody that's watching all the way through this, you guys are insane, first of all, but we love you. this has been another edition of the Walk On College Football Podcast. Again, we're on Shooting the Sports-ish. Give us a follow at Shoot Sports-ish on all social media platforms. Follow JB at JB V the World and his YouTube page. What's the YouTube page?
JB versus the World. You can also catch me on Facebook, Instagram, and I'm on my link tree as well. All my links are there as well. So, yeah. JB versus the World. Subscribe, man.
Yeah, do it. You need to. It's good stuff. And then I'm at CM Says Stuff on Twitter and on Instagram. I host the Sports Market Show here on Shooting the Sports-ish. And JB just does incredibly awesome things on Shooting the Sports-ish. And he's the lifeblood of this entire thing. And we wouldn't be without him.
What?
It's true.
Dude.
It's true.
It's you.
That's facts. It's facts for you. But anyway, so we're done ranting for the week. We're going to be back. We're going to try and make this an every Tuesday show. So every Tuesday we'll be right here. Bring your questions, bring your comments, bring your arguments. We're here for all the smoke.
And bring your tacos.
We want all the college football smoke. That's just what we want.
That's what we want, man.
There it is. All right, guys. Well, we'll talk to you soon. Later.
Take care of yourselves and each other, y'all.